I'm Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. 30 minutes that are sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show Dr. Victorio Cimino and Tom Shanahan. Both are of dedicated care, which are basically primary care, one-stop shopping, and you have four locations in the Philadelphia area?
That is correct.
So this all came about in this area in the summer?
Correct. We opened all four centers in between August and October.
Which is Mayfair, North Philadelphia,
West Philadelphia, and Olney.
And Olney. Tom, you are in charge of operations, so just tell me what your job specifically is with the four centers.
My job is to manage the entire primary care physician operations so that our doctors like Dr. Cimino and the other five, six doctors we have in market can be a doctor. They can care for the seniors, care for the patients. And dedicated senior medical centers came about, real quickly if I could add, when we did a marketing study and said, you know, with the seniors, we want to dedicate these centers just to the senior population, Medicare patients, 65 and up, some younger because of medical reasons. However, most of them 65 and up. And they really, the seniors said, you know, we like knowing these doctor's offices are for us. So we came up with the name Dedicated Senior. We have two other divisions of our company, Chen Medical, that are Chen Senior Medical Centers and Gen Care Senior Medical Centers. But all the new centers like Philadelphia and future markets will be dedicated.
Dedicated senior care. Victoria, what are you just primary care and have always been primary care?
Yes. So I'm board certified in internal medicine, but I specialize in primary care and preventative care. So I kind of focus on preventing patients from getting sick and ending up in the hospital, hopefully. So yeah, that's what I do. And as a primary care physician, kind of back how doctors used to be before things got so subspecialized, we really try to focus on what we call pride in primary care. So, you know, I'm able to do a lot of things that other primary care doctors no longer take the time to do. So complicated diabetes with insulin, we do that. We do joint injections. We do little mini procedures in the office and everything. So, yeah.
Tom, what separates dedicated senior care from if you always had your doctor that you've been seeing? Why do I want to switch, I guess, is the question.
The main reason our doctors are available and they're accessible. Most doctors have an average patient panel of around 2,300 to 3,000 patients. Our doctors have a maximum patient panel of 450. We want to see the patients every month. We want to make sure it's preventive. We're talking to them about their medications. We're talking to them about their any controlled exercise we've asked them to go on. We do imaging in our centers. We do our own x-rays. We do our own ultrasounds. All of our patients have an echo completed since the heart is one of the primary functions or primary areas that our seniors have challenges with. So we want to make sure we know what's going on with those patients from the beginning. So really, it's being available and accessible. Our doctors are available 24/7. We give the patients the doctor's phone number. They can call the doctor and say, I have a question about a medication or I don't feel good or whatever. They know that they can talk directly to their patient. And by having a smaller panel, we are able to see those patients monthly. And if they're sick, we want them to walk in. We don't want them to go to the hospital and sit there for 3-4 hours because they have a stomach ache. Come see us. We have transportation. We'll come pick you up and bring you into your doctor to see your doctor.
Are you associated with any particular hospital?
We are not associated with a specific hospital. However, we do work with all the hospitals in the local community.
Victoria, what, where were you before you came to dedicated senior care?
So I was actually still in residency. So I just finished this last summer and I was in New York. In
Columbia you went to, right?
I went to Columbia for my master's in public health. And then I did my residency at Lenox Hill Hospital. It's where Beyonce had her baby. That's what I tell people.
That's all you need to say. And everybody, oh, of course. I know where that is.
Yeah.
Did you know that you wanted to work with seniors?
I knew I definitely wanted to do primary care. And then because so I got my master's in public health, so I am very much into trying to change the healthcare system here, which is very difficult to do. So I heard about this company. I actually had a friend that worked for this company in Virginia, and she told me about it, and she knew they were moving to Philly, which is this is where I'm originally from. So she was like, oh my gosh, this is the perfect job for you. And then the more I heard about it, it's literally like everything that I preach, like, oh yeah, preventative care, you know, having the like a pharmacy in the center so we can give you your meds, like close follow-up, providing transportation, all the things that are barriers to care that are just as important as the medicine itself. We take care of that. And so, yeah, it's just like the perfect match for me, basically.
Tom, was there a lot of hoops that had to jump through to get these kind of centers to have everything in one place?
Not a lot of, not too many hoops to jump through. We work very closely with the local insurance companies that ask us to come to this area or any area that we go to. So they said, you know, we've got the seniors in Philadelphia that we really feel have been underserved. So we'd like for you to come look at our area. So we did. It took us about a year, year and a half due diligence to make sure we had the right network system, make sure the right hospital systems, had the right transportation for our patients to be able to come into the to see the primary care physicians. So it was really a very smooth and easy transition into this market. And we're very excited that right now we have 4 centers, but I could easily see us having 10 centers within the next 24 months, 36 months, as we look throughout other areas of the greater Philadelphia market.
People can use their health insurance. You mentioned Medicare.
Absolutely. The gatekeeper to be one of our patients is Medicare. So once they're on Medicare, then if they join one of the insurance plans that we accept and join the Medicare Advantage, which is an HMO, which is right now about 30% of the Medicare patients, 34% of all people on Medicare have a Medicare Advantage plan, then they can be our patient. They basically choose us as their primary care physician. And as long as they have one of the insurance plans that we accept, then they can sign up for with us. We have a sales team that Chris Payne and his team, about 9-10 people are out in the community constantly talking with the senior population, explaining to them what our model of care is, and really explaining to them that, you know, our mission is that we want to honor seniors with affordable VIP care that delivers better health. And we're very adamant about honoring that mission, you know, and our values, our company values of love, accountability, and passion come from every one of our employees to each other and to the patients.
The term concierge doctors now, the days where people pay for the yearly fee and insurance too, but there is a fee there. Is there a fee associated with dedicated senior care?
There is not. We like to really boast the fact that we're concierge service without a fee. So as long as you're on Medicare Advantage and you choose us as your primary care physician, because when you're on Medicare Advantage, you have to choose a doctor. We want you to choose dedicated senior medical center. And then whichever one of the 4 centers is closest to the patient, we want that then they can be our patient. And we basically are the concierge service to that patient.
Okay. Sit tight. We'll take a commercial break, but we'll continue this conversation on the other side. We are talking to Dr. Victoria Simo.
Cimino.
I'll have to phonetically spell that. And Tom Shanahan, and they are both from Dedicated Senior Care. You are listening to Lifestyles here on WWDB.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Don't miss exciting college basketball action when the Temple Owls battle Tulane on Sunday, March 3rd at 2 p.m. at the Leocora Center. Be a part of Temple mascot Hooter the Owl's birthday celebration at the game. Bring your family and friends and enjoy clowns, face painters, games on the concourse, and more, all while meeting tons of local mascots. Plus, all fans can take part in the picture-taking and autograph session with the Temple men's basketball team after the game. Great seats are still available. Call the Temple Ticket Sales Office at 215-204-TIXX or visit owlsticks.com.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's Philly Biz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm talking to Dr. Cimino and Tom Shanahan, both of Dedicated Senior Medical Center. Victoria is a primary care physician. And Tom, actually, you're the, let's give your full title.
I'm the market director of operations.
Yes. Of the, and basically, that's all four centers right now.
That's all four centers here in Philadelphia.
Yes. Okay. How many cases do you think you see a day, or how many patients?
So right now, I'm seeing anywhere between 15 to 20 patients a day. Which is significantly less than most primary care doctors see. So it gives me the, you know, I actually spend a lot of time with my patients. And you'll, pretty much everyone, apparently when they leave at the front desk, they're like, oh, she spends so much time with me. She's so thorough. But that's because I actually have the time to do that. So it's good.
And what do most people who come into you, are they relatively healthy or they're already dealing with something?
The majority of the patients are actually pretty unhealthy. They have a lot of chronic, you know, problems. A lot of them, because we're in neighborhoods that have been underserved for the most part lately, these are people that haven't seen a doctor for years. They haven't been on the right medications. There's people that end up going to the hospital a lot. So it's kind of a lot that we have to unwrap and start to deal with. But we deal with it. We get there.
Tom, what will be the barometer, say, a year, you know, 1 year from when you opened, 5 years down the road, that you will know that it is working? Like, I know you believe in the plan, but how will you know?
Probably the key will be that Dedicated Senior Medical Center is on the top of all the senior community centers' vocabulary when they talk about where their clients or their patients or their neighborhood seniors should receive medical care. There's no question that, you know, we have rapidly grown. We have 996 patients, so basically 1,000 patients in the first 5-6 months here in the market. We'll have 2,500, 3,000 patients between our four centers by the end of the year. At least that's, you know, a pretty good target that we're going at. And again, as Dr. Cimino said, the patient, the word of mouth from the patients, because my doctor cares about me, the staff cares about me. We want to provide that VIP service, which means if I come in and I talk to the front desk, they treat me with respect. It's Mr., it's Miss. Unless they say, hey, call me Joe, we're going to call him Mr. Bill or Mr. McCarthy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think really the barometer is that would be that the patients in the senior communities know that Dedicated Senior Medical Center cares about me.
And if I could add to that for 1 second, also just among like the other physicians in the hospitals, you know, right now we're still new. So when we have patients in the hospital and I'm talking to the hospitalist taking care of my patients, they are shocked that I'm like, oh, you can discharge them. I'll do that here. Or, oh, yeah, discharge them today. I'll see them this afternoon in the office. And they're like blown away. And they're like, where are you from again? So, you know, going on to that, not just to have the patients and the senior community be like, oh, yeah, my doctor is a dedicated doctor, but to have the hospitals in the area know, oh, this is a patient of a dedicated physician. You know, we know that when they leave here, they're going to be looked after. So hopefully that helps, you know, get them out of the hospital sooner and, you know, just provides better like transition of care when people leave the hospital.
I think I have the website correct. It's www.dedicated.care.
Correct.
And that's
C-A-R-E.
Yes, C-A-R-E. Where people can find out, one, what you provide, two, who your physicians are, where you're located. Anything else?
And our phone number's there. Give us a call. We'd love to arrange to bring you in, give you a tour, let you see the facility. It's not your small, typical doctor's office. They're very large. We put them right in the community where our patients are. So we're located in shopping centers. We're not a freestanding building down at the hospital or anything like that. We're right there where our patients live. Most of our patients live within a 3 to 5 mile radius of the centers. So we provide the transportation to get them to their doctor's appointment. A couple of the challenges that we saw when we started this business, or this company over 30 years ago, was accessibility to be able to get in to see your doctor and then to go get your medication. So we took those two challenges out of the equation by providing transportation to our patients and also providing medications on site when they're at their doctor's appointment. About 80% of their medications they receive right there from our medication distribution center in each one of the centers. We do not dispense narcotics or controlled substances. We're not a pain medicine company. If all you want is pain pills, we're not the right doctor's office for you. We want to treat chronic illnesses that will better the lives of those patients. And again, as Dr. Cimino mentioned earlier, you know, the average time a patient gets to see a physician is 20.3 minutes a year. Our patients average 210 minutes a year with their doctors. So that's over 10 times the amount of time you'll get to spend with Dr. Cimino or one of the other doctors that we have in market, as well as our cardiologists or podiatrists that also work at the center. So when Dr. Cimino refers them to cardiologists, it's the office, it's the room right next door to her. It's not another building or another a hospital or out service somewhere.
There was actually an episode of one of the doctor's TV shows this week where the doctor had to make a diagnosis within 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And this one doctor was literally bartering for other doctors 10 minutes for the one patient that he had. So, I mean, obviously it's a real thing that happens in today's world that people have to be quick in and out because it represents, I guess, dollar signs to people. Is that correct?
So in other practices that work differently, there's still a lot of fee for service. So the way a primary care doctor gets paid, we're not doing huge surgeries or something. So the only way that that doctor makes money for their institution is if they see like 40 patients a day.
Similar to a lawyer billing time.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So we don't get paid in that way, so we don't have to worry about it. We actually get paid based on providing better care. So we're incentivized to make sure we spend the time, make sure we go through every single medication, and we listen to what the patient's saying and don't just say, okay, yeah, no, that's fine, and brush it away. We actually dive into what they're saying, and that's how we're able to, for example, figure out these diagnoses.
I'm curious that once you said, you know, you have to unravel and some of these people haven't been taking care of themselves. Are you, in addition to treating chronic problems, also trying to help them through health, diet, exercise, take better care of themselves?
Yes, absolutely. So we definitely, the company as well as me personally, like we take a very holistic approach. So we're not just treating the diabetes, we're treating the patient. So definitely diet is a big thing. Exercise, you know, those are some of the tougher things to manage because those are just hard to change in general. But even like social aspects, like how are people paying to get their groceries or how are they getting around? Are they getting around? So we have social workers, we have caseworkers. So we have kind of like a full service where we really try to address not just the illnesses, but the whole picture overall.
So, Tom, if I go to the website, which again is dedicated.care, would I see that there are primary care, like Dr. Cimino, and then maybe there's somebody who would deal with something else? Does it map out for you the different types of services that are around or available?
Yes, it does. And to reiterate or to expand on what Dr. Cimino was just mentioning is on the website, you'll see our locations, our phone numbers, the doctors themselves, so you can look their bios, see who they are. The other services that we offered, such as the Silver Sneakers to help the seniors with exercise. We have Tai Chi that helps the seniors with balance. Mm-hmm. As you know, falls are one of the major concerns we have with seniors. So we want to help do everything we can to help better the lives of that senior. As Dr. Cimino mentioned, we're not a fee-for-service, so the patient is not paying every time they come in. We are not getting paid every time someone comes in to see the doctor. We are a risk management company, so we're paid a flat fee from the insurance companies to manage that patient's life. We would rather spend that money on the patient than spend it on the hospital. If they go to the hospital unnecessarily and it's a $3,500 bill for one night, I'd rather take that $3,500 bill and have another van available for the patients to have the exercise classes, to have the congestive heart failure classes that we offer, diabetes classes, everything that we feel will better the lives of the patient. We're not billing them for that. That is just our way of saying you as a patient are very important to us. You are a VIP patient of ours. We want to do everything we can to help better your lives so that we can help reduce those hospital sick days.
We're talking to Dr. Cimino and Tom Shanahan, both of Dedicated Senior Medical Center, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Discover Hamilton, the constitutional clashes that shaped a nation. The National Constitution Center's compelling new exhibit, which explores Hamilton's fraught relationships with James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Aaron Burr, examining the personalities and constitutional debates that shaped America. The exhibit provides an intimate look into Alexander Hamilton's enduring role in the constitutional and political argument that continues to create sparks to this day. Open now through December 31st, 2019. For tickets, visit constitutioncenter.org or call 215-409-6700.
To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences, is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcom Times.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. Dee Lynam with you. Talking to Dr. Cimino and Tom Shanahan, both of Dedicated Senior Medical Center. And in our last couple of minutes, Victoria, if you were trying to reach patients who are out there who need to take one first step, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say, you know, we're not your typical doctor's office. We're not scary. You know, if people come in, I'm not here to like tell you what to do or what pills you should take. We're actually here to help you really live the life that you want to live. And usually that involves better health. So we just help the patients really just live the life they want. And that's it.
And Tom, give your website one more time for people.
It is dedicated.care, dedicated.care, C-A-R-E. And if you're interested, go to the website, look us up. As Dr. Cimino said, we are very, very...
Give the four locations, too, because it really is about being in your neighborhood.
Oh,
you're
absolutely
trying to make this convenient.
Yes, we're at Olney, which is 5675 North Front Street. West Philadelphia, 1575 North 52nd Street, is in Park West Complex. North Philadelphia, which is 2101 West Lehigh. And then Mayfair, 6431 Sackett Street. And again, take a look. If you have questions, call us. We'll make sure one of our membership specialists can talk with the patient, make sure we get them connected with the insurance one of the insurance plans that we accept, so that they can find more out about how we can better their lives.
Well, thank you both for coming in. Continued success with your new venture. And I thank you for listening. Today's show has been sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I am Dee Lynam. Have a great day.